The work for Congress begins again today as they wrap up the 113th Congress. Next Thursday is the deadline to do exactly that. David Hawkins is senior editor at Roll Call, writes the Hawkins Here blog at rollcall.com, and he tells me a cromnibus looks like the most likely solution to the CR deadline next Thursday. Now, you explained to me last week that cromnibus is a parallel to the cronut that we see. I think that came from New York, you told me.
Did come from New York.
Yeah, it's a cross.
I think everywhere.
Yeah, it's a cross between a croissant and a donut. This is a cross between a continuing resolution and an omnibus bill. And a friend of mine proposed today that if that is the analogy that we're going for, that it should then be filled with craisins. That's my friend David Olive's idea, which I promptly.
His last name is Olive.
I mean, yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, so there you go. But this idea is looking more and more likely, and I have to say, less and less attractive at the same time, it sounds like, David.
Well, that's right, although the current thinking, the thinking today and over the weekend, is that the only CR would be for one department, which would be the Department of Homeland Security.
That's a pretty big department, though.
It's a pretty big department, you know, other than that, if you're anywhere else but the Homeland Security Department, you'd get a full-fledged budget. They think this is, I mean, again, this is today's thinking. Members are just coming back into town today. There's a lot of temperature taking to happen here, a lot of assessing of whether they can even do the other 11 bills. I mean, that's a pretty heavy lift. There are plenty of policy disagreements in those 11 bills. But the idea here is that you do 11 bills as a full-fledged budget, you know, policy decisions, line-by-line funding. That's the omnibus part. And then you hold the president's feet to the fire over immigration. You punish him, so to speak, by saying there's only going to be a CR for the Homeland Security Department into next year, into the time when the Republicans run both the House and the Senate and can punish him further. Now, the only news of the day is that Josh Ernst, the White House spokesman, didn't dismiss this idea, didn't use the word veto. He was asked multiple times about this idea, and he used sort of the wait and see language, which essentially means we won't object.
Well, yes, and I have to confess I don't have any factual information to indicate this, but as I listened to his comments, the demeanor, the body language, the tone of his voice, I also think I heard an element of good luck with that in there too.
I think you're right. I think you're right because so let's.
You know, can you even get that here in the first place? Because the rest of the 113th Congress is still a divided Congress, Republican House, Democratic Senate.
Right. So, right. The notion that they could, as I tried to glibly allude to a minute ago, the notion that they could get an 11 bill, the other 11 bills, which of course includes all the social services programs and the labor, HHS, and education bill, just for starters, the Commerce, Justice, State bill, which has plenty of policy riders, the bill that covers the EPA, where the Republicans want to do things, the notion that they could strike a deal that a majority of virtually all the Democrats in the Senate who still control the place for another 3 weeks would agree to, and the people who run the House, the Republicans, could get through. The notion you could do that and get it through both sides between now and a week from Thursday, right, that seems like a pretty much of a long shot, doesn't it?
Well, it does. I want to go back to January, and a very wise person who was on this program named David Hawkins told me that it shouldn't be that difficult, because the top line, and I'm not using this to hammer you, I guess I'm hammering them if I'm hammering anybody, is that the structures should be very similar to the fiscal 14 budget, because the top lines are the main top line is already laid out in the bipartisan budget agreement. So when I'm not disagreeing with you that this is a heavy lift between December 1st and December 11th, but one would be hopeful that they'd be further along in this negotiation process than it sounds like they are, given where they were starting from. It's not like they were starting from completely blank pieces of paper.
Right. Now, that's right. Now, but I guess what is also true is that since when I said that in January, and I think I was right to say it at the time, I don't think we thought that I think if we probably look back at that point, the Republicans had maybe a 30% chance of taking over the Senate.
Probably less.
So maybe less. So I think we also talked as the fall went farther and farther on and the Republican chances of taking over the Senate got better and better, that we started discussing how the Republicans have no incentive to give here, right? They have very little. They have only one incentive to give in, which is to just clear the decks for the new year.
Yeah, but I think that's a pretty big incentive.
That's a pretty big incentive if you're Mitch McConnell or, you know, a member of the leadership that has other things that they want to get done next year. But if you're a confrontational conservative, you know, the Ted Cruz ilk, you know, what's in it for you to just give in and take this fight off the table to have next year? They like having these kind of fights.
So in a sign of how pathetically lonely my post-Thanksgiving holiday was, I went back and looked at the list of members of Congress who just got elected this time around, David.
Mm-hmm.
And very few of them, to my analysis, qualify as rabid Tea Party types. They seem to be just kind of your regular run-of-the-mill Republicans. And so what that says to me is the Tea Party people, who are those confrontational conservatives that you describe, are going to be in a smaller minority in January than they are today within the majority of the House of Representatives.
That's true. And that is true. As a percentage, they'll get smaller, right? Because for one thing, John Boehner's caucus is getting, you know, 5% bigger.
Right.
So as a percentage, those Tea Partiers are getting smaller.
So what?
But that's not the problem on the Senate side. The problem on the Senate side is Mitch McConnell has several of these guys who want to run for president, Ted Cruz among them, and this is his big. This is going to be a big acid test for him in the new year as to whether he can muscle through what he wants to get done, regular order, not a confrontation at every turn, or whether those confrontational guys take over.
I'm hopeful, though, David, that people read the exit polls from this election and saw that the results were not ideological. The results, the people voted for who they voted for based on competence and the idea that they want things to happen. They want things to, I'm using air quotes here for whatever the term means, they want things to work.
Right.
And that confrontation and shutdown and this kind of foolishness are not that. That's exactly the opposite of that. So these folks like Cruz and others that want to run for president don't get to be president by doing those kinds of things that made people mad this time around. I'm hopeful that that's the scenario that unfolds in the next 11 days.
I think there's reason to be hope, and I think there's also reason to be pessimistic that not every Republican reads the exit polls. If they read the exit polls after 2012, for example, we'd have an immigration overhaul by now.
That's a fair point. I'm also optimistic because, and I'm also hopeful because, I continue to read that Congressman Rogers on the House side and Senator Mikulski on the Senate side continue to insist they'll have a bill to introduce on the floor next Monday, and it will be an omnibus bill. Now, I understand that there are things that could happen vis-a-vis your discussion about the DHS part of this within the next 4 or 5 business days, but that's all they're talking. They're not even talking about a CR. They're talking about getting as much omnibus done as they possibly can, which I also think is a hopeful sign, because I have a hard time believing, especially on the House side, that Rogers would try to bring a bill that he thought was going to get defeated.
I think that's true. I think that Hal Rogers obviously wants to get it done. I think that I think the way it's going to work now is that there was some talk that the leaders of the appropriations committees from both sides, apparently they're talking all the time. Whether they're actually having a face-to-face meeting yet is a little bit up in the air. But they're in a lot of communication. Probably they will reach an agreement on what they think should be saleable, and then they will take it. The four of them will take it to their four corners. You know, the two different parties, the two different chambers, to their leadership and see if it is saleable. And that's what will probably happen between now and a week from today, when, as you're right, they're supposed to try and put it on the House floor and then the Senate floor. Tight timetable, you know, even under the best of circumstances. And there will, of course, be lots of gnashing of teeth if this bill appears on the 8th and then is put to a vote in the House on the 9th or the 10th, and then is put to a vote in the Senate on the 11th under some filibuster-killing measure. We don't know how they're going to do that. Even under the best of circumstances, there'll be a lot of gnashing of teeth that this is a multi-thousand-page bill that nobody's had a chance to read, and that's bad government, and, you know. That's
yeah, well, and they brought it on themselves. Here's the thing. So in that scenario, none of us should be surprised or maybe upset if there's a 2 or 3 day or 1 week or something like that continuing resolution to give them a couple of days breathing room, right?
I think that's right. There's no talk of that yet, because, of course, as soon as you start publicly talking about it, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Right.
So right now they're talking about the 11th, but the 11th is a Thursday. There's got to have been a reason why they picked a Thursday instead of a Friday. I think the obvious reason is so that that gives them Friday to hold you know, the airplane tickets over the members' heads and say, if you shut up and bite down on this thing by the 12th, you can go home for Christmas. Yep. Otherwise, it's through the weekend. And once you're through the weekend, then, you know, the next week is as good a shot, and that's 4 days before Christmas.
I did see that, I believe it was one of your colleagues reported today, that Senator Reid is already threatening that, as if to say, you can do it this way or you can do it this way, and this way is much more pleasant for you than doing it the other way.
Right. Sometimes that works, and sometimes it doesn't.
We have one more thing to take up before I let you go, and it's just this very minor piece of business that Congress also needs to muddle through before they adjourn, and that's the National Defense Authorization Act. They've only done it 51 years in a row, David, so to let this streak go away wouldn't be any big deal, right?
You know,
sarcasm noted.
They're kind of tired of having us talk about that 51-year streak, so who knows? I don't know. There's some pretty big differences this year for this late in the year, but I suppose that's been the case in past years. But they're pretty much stuck on some things like, on how, like, it sounds goofy, but there's the military personnel housing. There's sexual assault. That language is still kicking around there. I think they'll get it done, and probably with some classic splitting the difference.
Well, or the other thing I guess we could do is we could expect to see some of those things just taken out completely, and the folks that put them in there told, you'll just have to fight this next time.
That's right. That's often the way they do it when it comes to the defense authorization bill.
We're completely out of time. I'm very sorry. I wanted to talk about your wonderful piece on rollcall.com about one of my favorite parts of this time of year, and that is the committee chairs, musical chairs game. You've once again analyzed it and laid out the facts eloquently, and I wish we had time to discuss it. We just don't, but I'm going to put a link to it at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth so folks can find it, David. It's really great.
Thanks a lot, Francis.